And a pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you with us here today. Many of you probably hustling around trying to get some things done while it's still warm outside. The cold is coming as we make a transition into another very important season here in our local economy. Everybody has October out of their system now. We had all of those visitors up checking out all the leaves that are now on the ground. And now it's just about time to crank up the snow guns and get our winter economy started. And boy, that will be here before we know it. Sugar Mountain, Beach Mountain already making snow. All three resorts aim to be open within the next 2 weeks, by about the 22nd, 23rd. That seems to be the target, if not beforehand, especially with the weather that we've got coming in. So it's about that time to bring yet another sector of tourists up here. We've got the choose and cut season getting ready to start as well. So we've got lots going on here in the area, and hopefully you and your business are making that transition well. We'll get into the holiday season here pretty soon, too. So great opportunity to close the end of the year strong, and hope that is indeed in the cards for you and your business interests. Got plenty to get into today. We're going to talk a little bit about open enrollment. We've got Wayne Randall from Blue Cross Blue Shield from the Boone Center here with us today. We'll talk to Wayne here in just a few moments. Before we get to that, though, do want to update some things on your chamber calendar and to-do list. Want to remind you that nominations are open now for the 2019 Watauga County Businesses of the Year. We give three Business of the Year awards out every year, one to a small business, one to a large business, and one to a startup business, which is any business that's been in existence for 5 years or less. We've got criteria on the, our website, but I'll tell you real quick what we're looking for are businesses that can demonstrate performance in as many of these areas as possible, staying power, substantiated history as an established business, growth, and number of employees. You know, is a business growing and adding to its arsenal? Increase in sales or unit volume over the last year? Are they seeing an uptick in sales? Diversity and innovative products and services offered. Response to adversity and evidence of contributions by the business to community-oriented projects through the use of employee time or business resources. And then the final thing, very important from the chamber perspective, of course, use of local resources in business operation. All of those criteria listed on our website, boonchamber.com. You can find the article right in the middle of the page about Business of the Year nominations. Those same criteria apply to startup, obviously not necessarily the staying power as much, but looking for businesses that have ramped up successfully over the course of a maximum of a five-year run. Real easy way to nominate, folks. There are two ways. You can click on a link that will take you to an online form that you can fill out all the information, or you can click another link and download a form, fill it out, and scan it back and send it back to us, and we'll get those in the stack of nominations. The deadline is 4:30 p.m. Wednesday, December 18th. So you got a little bit more than a month to get this in. We'll be awarding these three winners at our fourth annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. That is set for January 16th. That'll be held at Meadowbrook Inn this year. It's a combined event between the Boone Area and Blowing Rock Chambers of Commerce. We're excited to announce that Dr. Harry Davis will be delivering his annual economic forecast. We're also excited to announce that Brad Moritz of Appalachian Ski Mountain, president of the mountain, of course, his family has owned that facility for since 1968, as a matter of fact. And Brad's going to talk to us about the evolving winter economy. And, you know, there was it's hard to think about this, but there was a point in time where there really wasn't much activity up here in the winter. There were no hotels that stayed open all year long. There were no restaurants that stayed open all year long. And slowly but surely through the 70s and 80s, because of the popularity of skiing, because of the emerging choose and cut industry, some folks started to take some chances from a business perspective and bet on people coming up here in the wintertime for these adventures. And that bet has paid off to the tune of millions and millions of dollars in annual economic revenues that come to our area. So Brad's going to talk a little bit about how the winter economy has evolved and how essentially we can all work to get a little bit more efficient in how we share information at this time of year so we can best take advantage of the tourism situation that we do have here and make sure as many businesses can benefit from those crowds as possible. So some great messages coming your way. The fourth annual High Country Economic Kickoff Breakfast. Again, that's January 16th. It is going to be held at Meadowbrook Inn, 7:30 in the morning till 9. We'll get you out the door right at 9 o'clock. And tickets are on sale online for that now as well at boonechamber.com. So a couple big things there. One last thing to put on the calendar, and then we'll take a break and get Wayne Randall on with us here this morning. We do have a business after hours next week. It is next Tuesday. Again, we're and this is the final business after hours of the calendar year, as a matter of fact. But Tuesday, the 12th, we will be at Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute helping them open their brand new student services building. Dr. Mark Porch said they're putting the doorknobs on the doors up there right now. They're getting ready to christen this facility. It's going to be a really important piece of the Watauga campus for Caldwell Community College and Technical Institute, allowing them to add more programming to some of the other facilities up there, as well as take care of the students that are already on the campus up there on the 105 bypass. So we've got a couple of things going on. We'll have a ribbon cutting with a group of dignitaries in the afternoon, and then business after hours from 5 to 7. That again is Tuesday, November 12th, and you can RSVP online at boonechamber.com. We're probably about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks at the most away from unveiling the 2020 business after hours schedule. We've got some really interesting places to go this year, and places that I know you'll want to get inside and see in our community. Some of them might already be on your normal path. Some of them, quite honestly, might not be. And that's the beauty of this, is to get you to places that you might not necessarily go every day and meet some other folks in the community. So again, that list should be coming out very soon. All right, that does it for the calendar. We'll take a time out. When we come back, Wayne Randall from Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina will join us. We're going to talk open enrollment and how you can take advantage of a center right here in the High Country that can help you with all of this information. Mind Your Business this morning is an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Wealthy politician Garland Tucker is at it again. He's lying about Tom Tillis, and he's lying about himself. Listen to Tucker's radio ad.
Garland Tucker's for cutting foreign aid and building the wall, and against citizenship for illegals.
That's not true. The real Garland Tucker? In May, he supported, quote, some sort of amnesty for illegals. Tucker opposed deporting illegal immigrants. And Tucker supported a big increase in the number of immigrants America accepts. Read it for yourself at truthabouttucker.com. Tucker is also lying about his support for President Trump. Not long ago, Tucker was trashing Trump. Tucker called Trump heretical, unkind, and disgusting. That's why Donald Trump is backing Tom Tillis instead. Listen.
He's been a warrior, really a warrior, when we needed him most. Senator Tom Tillis, make sure he gets reelected.
I'm Tom Tillis, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Tom Tillis Committee.
At Blue Ridge Energy, we want to help you stay as warm as possible this winter while saving as much money as possible at the same time. One way is to install a programmable thermostat, then set it and forget it at 68 degrees. Another suggestion is to keep your curtains and drapes open during the day to collect some of that sweet, free solar heat. And finally, remind your kids they weren't born in a barn. Unless they were, in which case, well, never mind. For 101 easy ways to save energy, visit BlueRidgeEnergy.com/101.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Some wisdom teeth can become impacted, which can lead to cysts, tooth decay, and gum disease. Wisdom teeth can cause crowding, painfully damaging adjacent teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Find a surgeon near you for a complete examination at myoms.org.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce with you this morning. Pleased to be joined by Wayne Randall. He's the manager of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina's Boone Center, which is located on Howard Street, right in the middle of downtown Boone. Great resource for you, especially at this time of year with open enrollment on the horizon. So, Wayne, always great to have you in. You're one of, this is what, your second or third time in here?
Second time.
Second time. All right. So you're a repeat offender. We like that. We like to have guests in multiple times. So first of all, let's educate people on the physical location first, and then we'll get into the fun insurance talk. The center on Howard Street is just about a year old now. What can you tell people about the services that are available to them by coming by your store?
Yeah, so thanks, David, for having me on today. So our center is geared for our members who are already Blue Cross and Blue Shield members, and we're there to assist them with any questions they have on their policy. So if they need to understand their benefits better, they're getting a bill they don't understand from a provider, you know, they're not understanding how their policy is paying for something, they can either walk in or they can go online to bluecrossnc.com/centers and choose the Boone Center and schedule an appointment to come in when it's convenient for them. We're open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 to 1 on Saturdays. And so we're always willing to help any member with any question they have on their policy. If they're having an issue with paying their policy, you know, they don't understand the bill, they feel like they're getting billed more than what they should, they can come right into our center, and we got service experts that can help them. You know, we're geared towards partnering with our nonprofits, working with them, just volunteering and helping out and just being there for the community. We're working on things now where we can have some yoga classes open to the community within our center. Those things hopefully will come January, February next year. Or doing some different health and wellness education pieces within the center to try to, you know, help us live a healthier life and just open that up to the community. And those things, you don't necessarily have to be a member. When they open up, it's open to the entire Boone community.
And I know that was one of the things as we talked about you all putting the center as close to campus as you could. There were going to be many benefits there. Obviously, every state employee is a Blue Cross Blue Shield customer with the state plan. But then you also have the opportunity to tie in on the educational side. And I know that you've got some staff members that are Appalachian students that are getting valuable experience from that perspective as well.
That's correct. Right now we have 10 students from a variety of degree programs, mostly in the Walker School of Business, but we have them from the health sciences as well, actuarial students, and they kind of partner with us. We kind of show them what the working business world's like. We try to pair them with somebody to help mentor them in a field of that they're looking at to go into, and then we just work with them and just give them some time on work and make a little money while they're in school. And it's been a great partnership. Those students at ASU are very bright, and looking forward to them being in our communities. Hopefully some of them will choose to stay around Boone. And they're just really bright students and enjoy having them around as well.
Wayne Randall joining us this morning for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. He's the manager of the Boone Center on Howard Street, talking all things insurance. We'll talk open enrollment here in a second. But, Wayne, we've seen, no matter what the insurance provider, so much more money, time, effort, energy invested on wellness education. And you touched on the center being able to be a hub for some of that. But how have you seen Blue Cross Blue Shield's resources change to make sure that you can do things like that, to where there's outreach to make sure that people have wellness on their mind first so things don't spiral and become problems down the road?
Yeah, exactly. So Blue Cross North Carolina has always been involved in the communities. And what we do now is we partner with those nonprofits. We've partnered with Habitat for Humanity. We've partnered with Hungry Coalition and just different organizations like that to help people deal with food insecurities or housing insecurities. Because if you can deal with those drivers of health first, those drivers of health are those non-medical issues, that if you can make sure that folks have a healthy meal or they have a happy and safe and warm environment to live in, then their health has a tendency to be a little better. It's those that don't have access to those type things that we really want to focus on and help drive that better health that way.
We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about open enrollment, that being a big topic for a lot of folks. If you've got a mailbox, I'm sure you've gotten something from someone about open enrollment here in the last few weeks. And Wayne will tell us a little bit about what the Blue Cross Blue Shield Center will be able to do for that, as well as answer some questions just about the process in general. Wayne Randall joining us here from Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina this morning on Mind Your Business. We'll be right back after this break here on AM 1450, WATA, and 96.5 FM.
This is Corey Furman with Boone Drug. With cold and flu season around the corner, we want to make sure everyone is prepared to stay healthy. We are happy to announce that Boone Drug has flu vaccine in stock, including the high-dose vaccine for senior citizens. As we age, the potential of mounting a good response to a flu vaccine can lessen. This is why a more potent vaccine has been designed specifically for our senior citizens. Boone Drug is honored to offer this service to our community. Please stop by or call any of our 17 locations to ask what you can do to stay safe and healthy.
Bouquet Florist will host Open House on November 15th and 16th. Make sure you visit the store at 186 Boone Heights Drive to shop for gorgeous holiday decor. Enjoy snacks and visit with bouquet designers. Hours are 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Take a selfie with Santa between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. Everything in the store is 20% off except for fresh flowers and plants during Open House. The staff at Bouquet Florist looks forward to your visit. Don't miss Open House November 15th and 16th.
As we move into fall, the weather is starting to change, but that's not the only change here in the High Country. Hi, I'm Danny Clemens, the new general manager here at High Country Radio, and I would like to thank all of our loyal listeners and local businesses for your support. It is your support that helps us be the area's leader in local news, sports, and entertainment. Over the last few years, AM/FM radio has moved into the number one mass reach medium with over 91% of Americans listening each week. Here at High Country Radio, we have an estimated 53,000 weekly listeners, and our Go Blue Ridge website has an average of 250,000 paid views each month. So if you're a local business owner and you would like to let our loyal listeners know about your business, just give us a call and one of our marketing specialists will provide you with more details. As the new general manager and on behalf of the entire staff here at High Country Radio, we greatly appreciate your continued support as we move into a new season here in the High Country. For more details on our station or to contact us, visit goblueridge.net.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson visiting with Wayne Randall from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. He is the manager of the Boone Center, located again on Howard Street, just next door to the local, right there on the main drag there. And excellent resource from a community perspective to get information on wellness initiatives. As Wayne mentioned, you can go in and talk about billing, talk about services, and all kinds of things if you're a Blue Cross member. And I'm sure that your list of people to see on a daily basis is starting to ratchet itself up now because open enrollment is here and people obviously get that information and the questions just start popping to the top of their head. What are some of the most common things that you help people solve at this time when they get their open enrollment paperwork and have a change to make or maybe don't have a change to make, but they want to make sure that they don't change things correctly?
Right. Yeah. So probably one of our most common things is on our individual business, you know, people that are not fortunate enough to have it through their employer, you know, they have to buy their own, is just helping them walk through that process of do they have the right plan for them, you know, and their family. So we're there to help them protect their family from that catastrophic issue of health issues that you just never know when's going to come around. And so we're there in the center to help our members if they have questions about, hey, do you think I might have the right plan? What other plans do you got? Or we're just there to walk them through to get that renewal so that they know that they're on the right path and they know that their insurance is going to continue without any kind of a lapse. And then we're also there for those who are over 65 who may be on Medicare. You know, what we've determined is that 50% of our members now don't even realize that we offer Medicare products. And so we do have that availability there. We have sales experts on staff that can help with those. And even with our Medicare members, you know, they often need help with, you know, I need another plan or here's something going on in our health. Do we have that plan? And we're able to walk them through as well. So, for instance, on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays, Tuesdays and Saturdays at 10 o'clock in our center, at Thursdays at 2 p.m., we have member Medicare meetings where if you don't have Medicare or you have our policy and you're just wanting to see some of those changes or interested in what we have to offer, you can come to a meeting there at our center on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 10, Thursdays at 2 p.m. And we have about a 40-minute presentation that we can give you and show you what plans we have. You may already have a plan, but you're interested in changing. And we're there to help you understand what we have. This year, we have some great policies. You know, we have some with $0 premium. Who can imagine that? You can get an insurance premium and pay nothing for it. And it covers things, and it now has vision and dental and covers hearing aids now. And you can also have a wellness program where some of our policies, you can join a gym right here in Boone and cost you nothing. Some of our plans is as little as $50 a year to join a wellness program. And if you don't know much about wellness centers, that's a really good deal.
Oh, yeah. You can pay that for a month.
That's right.
A lot.
That's right. So we're just there for those who have Blue Cross and need help with their policy guiding through this open enrollment. But we're also for them who do not have insurance, you know, and you're looking for that policy, or you have an insurance policy you're not happy with. We're there to help you walk through that process and have a better understanding of what those policies are about.
So as people come in and make appointments in the center, kind of walk us through what that looks like. So I come in and I want to consult with one of your staff members on a policy. How quick can you get from that initial consultation to signed, sealed, and compliant in terms of getting the paperwork processed?
Yeah, so if you already have an appointment, as soon as you walk in the door, we will greet you with a smile. We're going to offer you a free bottle of water or a cup of coffee, and then we're going to get you right in with a sales expert or if you're looking to purchase a policy, or a service expert if you're just needing help with your current policy. And then it just depends on what you need. So yesterday we had a couple of people that we spent 2 hours with, but they needed that to understand, and they were willing to stay that long. But we can also handle it within some issues within 30 minutes. So what happens is once we get you checked in, we get you with that sales or service expert. They sit down with you. They find out what your issue is, what you're concerned about, and then we start walking through that process with you in a secure environment, in an office where you have that privacy, that nobody in the office can hear you talk about your business. And then we just walk you through that process. So it can take as little as 30 minutes, hour, even up to 2 or 3 hours. Whatever you need is how much time we're going to spend with you.
What are some of the deadlines that people need to be aware of in terms of open enrollment right now?
Yeah, so for your under 65, your individual policies, you have until December the 15th for open enrollment. What that means is if you don't have a policy right now, you can come and get a policy that would start January the 1st. As long as you don't have a qualifying event after open enrollment, you have to wait till next year, unless you have a qualifying event like you lose your current insurance, you get married, have a child or something like that, and then you can make changes during those times. And then for our over 65, our Medicare policies, you have until December the 7th to make those changes on your policy and enroll and things like that.
And as far as volume, I'm sure we're a little away from that, about a month away from the Medicare deadline as of today, but a little bit more than that on the other. How do you see the queue stack up? I mean, I'm sure it's one of those things you want to go ahead and get taken care of now, but I would imagine, too, that as you get closer to the deadline, a little tighter scheduling.
Absolutely. So right now, we're kind of freed up a little bit. We're not as busy, but as we've seen over the years, the closer that deadline gets, it gets really, really hard to get in and get out. We'll always be there for you. Even if we close at 7 and we're still waiting on you, we're going to be there until we're done. But it just gets tighter. And you risk that chance of having to wait a little bit longer. So if you schedule it now, you're pretty much going to get in, get right out. But if you wait closer to the end, we're probably going to be open late the last day to try to get those latecomers in there. So you really want to get it done early and make sure that you're secure and make sure your family's secure with that policy for 2020.
Final minute or so here with Wayne Randall from Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. Wayne, you've had the center open for a year now. Has it met the expectations that you thought in terms of the way that you can service customers and just be there as a resource for people?
Absolutely. So it's met every expectation and gone beyond. First with, meeting our customers there. We've talked to customers who are excited that they can walk in and talk to somebody face-to-face. They don't have to spend time on that phone. This time of year, if you're trying to call our customer service, we're there, but you could be waiting a good long time. But we want you to do what's convenient for you. But we also want you to know we're right here in Boone to take care of you. But the second thing I think that's exceeded my expectations is just the warmth of Boone itself, Watauga County. People has, just welcomed us. I do a lot of things with the chamber and with nonprofits, and just being out in the community this is one great community to be in, and we're just so excited to be here to service our customers and service the community.
Well, Wayne, best of luck with your second winter. You're a veteran now, so
that's
we're
right.
Counting on you. All right, and thanks for the information here today, and all you're doing to help folks here in the community. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, David. I really appreciate it.
All right, Wayne Randall is the manager of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Center here in Boone. You can find him on Howard Street. And again, thanks for his time and explaining what is a very tricky process for some out there as we go through this open enrollment period. That'll do it for this installment of the program. We'll be right back here again next week, same time, same place, with another episode of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning. At